sur les ondes la plus multiculturelle 96.1 FM La Parole Radio, la chaîne africaine en direct de Vancouver de la Colombie-Britannique au Canada live.
KMG, the most enthusiastic DJ of all time, bringing you the best of news and great music from the African world up to the Caribbean. Be ready, it's coming.
Ça flamme. Bonjour à mes auditrices, une fois encore, merci bien d'être au rendez-vous hebdomadaire sur la chaîne africaine de La Parole Radio 86.1 en Colombie-Britannique, Vancouver, sur la côte ouest du Canada avec votre animateur de toutes couleurs, KMG. Welcome aboard. Alors, le monde musical est en deuil. L'Afrique vient de perdre l'une des plus belles voix d'or du continent, la mère Mama Africa, Zanzele Myriam Makeba. Alors sur Cross Aurore, spécial hommage et tribut à la grande dame Makeba. Nous aurions à recevoir en direct de Johannesburg, en Afrique du Sud, le musicien, artiste, compositeur Mapumba Tshilombo, et pour les réflexions sur la carrière de Myriam Makeba. Alors, passons sur la bonne musique avec Angélique Kidjo du Bénin. Brought to you by the Afonu Press, the voice of unity, your local number one newspaper in the west coast of Canada based in Vancouver, the Afonu dossier. On y va!
96.1 FM, La Palabra, Vancouver's best Afrobeat.
Pata Pata Africa, Zanzele Miriam Makeba, the voice of all, Mama, who dedicates all her life for fight and civil rights and be able to evolve for the African continent in a more difficult time in South Africa. We will be paying tribute to her today. To let you know that her hard work is not in vain, and the children of the NRS will carry her torch. Pata Pata, Mama Africa, Miriam Makeba.
Discover Crossroads, Man and His Culture.
Carrefour vous amène à découvrir l'homme et sa culture.
A South Africa singer and civil rights activist, the Grammy Award winning Afrobeat actress, is often referred to us as Mama Africa. Zanzele Miriam Makeba was born in Johannesburg in 1932. Her mother was a Swazi Sangoma, and her father, who died when she was six, was a Xhosa. As a child, she sang at the Kale Merton Training Institute in Pretoria, which she attended for 8 years. Makeba first tour with an amateur group. Her professional career began in 1950 with the second Magnetan Brothers, before she formed her own group, the Skylight, singing of blends of jazz and traditional melody of South Africa. In 1959, she performed in the musical King Kong alongside the youth Master Kayla. Her future husband, though she was a successful recording artist, she was only receiving a few dollars for each recording session and no professional royalty, and was keen to go to the US. Her break came when she started in the anti-apartheid document Come Back Africa in 1959 by independent filmmaker Lionel Regoncy. She attended the premiere of the film at the Venice Film Festival. Makeba then traveled to London, where she met Harry Belafonte, who assisted her in gaining entry to the fame in the United States. She released many of her most famous hits, including Pata Pata, The Click Song, and Malaika in 1986. Makeba received the Grammy Award for the best for recording together with Harry Belafonte for the evening with Belafonte Makeba. The album deal with the political plight of black South African under apartheid. Shuva, Shuva, that's Miriam Makeba in Brazil. She was discovered that her South African passport was revoked when she tried to return there in 1960 for her mother's funeral. In 1963, after testifying against the apartheid before the United Nations, her South African citizenship and her right to return to the country was revoked. She had her 9 passports and were granted honorary citizen of 10 countries. Her marriage of the Trinidadian civil rights activist and student non-violent coordinating committee leader Stokely Carmichael in 1968 caused controversy in the United States, and her record deal and tour were canceled. As a result of this, the couple moved to Guyana, where she became a close friend of the president Ahmed Sekou Touré and his wife. Makeba separated from Carmichael in 1973 and continued to perform primarily in Africa, South America, and Europe. She was one of the African and Afro-American entertainers at the 1974 Rumble in the Jungle match between Muhammad Ali and George Foreman held in Zaire, which actually Congo today. Makeba also received as a Guinean delegate at the United Nations, for which she won the Dag Hammarskjöld Peace Prize in 1986. After death of her only daughter, Bongi Makeba, in 1995, she moved to Brussels in 1987. She appeared at Paul Simon Grassland Tour shortly after she published her autobiography, Makeba, My Story.
Yeah. Vous écoutez la Palabre Radio sur les ondes 96.1 avec KMG.
Return to South Africa. Nelson Mandela pursued her to return to South Africa in 1990. In November 1991, she made a guest appearance in an episode of the Bill Cosby Show to the episode Olivia Come Out of the Closet. In 1992, she starred a film Safarina about 1976 Soweto youth uprising. As a title character mother Angelina, she also took part in 2002 documentary Amandla, a revolutionary and part of Harmony, where she and Oda recall the day of apartheid. Makeba formed the charity organization to raise funds to help protect the women of South Africa. The same year, she performed at the Vatican Navy Hall during of the worldwide broadcasting show Christmas in the Vatican. Makeba's first studio album, In Deke Homeland, was released in 2000. Produced by the Cedric Simpson and Michael Livingston, was nominated for the Grammy Award in the Best Worldwide Music category in 2001. She was awarded Gold Otto Hans Peace Medal by the United Nations, Associate of Germany DGVN in Berlin, for outstanding service to peace and international outstanding. In 2002, she shared the Polar Music Prize with Sofia Gubaidulina. In 2004, Makeba was voted 38th in the top 100 great South African. Makeba started a worldwide farewell tour in 2005, holding concert in all of those countries that she has visited during her revoked life. Her publicist notes that Makeba has suffered several arthritis for some time. On November 9, 2008, she became ill while taking part in a concert organized by to support a writer, Roberto Siviano, in the stand against the Camorra, a mafia-like organization local to the region of Campania. The concert was being held in Castel Fortino, near Castella, Italy. Perhaps angry about immigrant drug dealers cutting on their turf, in general, member of the local Camorra shot and killed six immigrants, an African descendant, who were working in stores selling ethnic products in Castella Fortino on September 18, 2008.
Hello, papa, je viens de vous envoyer de l'argent par...
Western Union Money Transfer Service. Fast, reliable, and secure. With 4,000 agents in Canada and 300,000 worldwide.
Western Union Money Transfer, c'est le moyen le plus sûr d'envoyer de l'argent partout dans le monde.
To send money online or find a location near you, log on to westernunion.ca.
Auditeur, la porte est ouverte sur la palabre.
Send your message out to the world by advertising your service or product on La Palabre. Join us in sharing the cultural diversity of Africa. For opportunities for advertising or sponsorship, please call 604-639-7890 or visit the website at www.privilegegroup.net for more information. La Palabre, your window to the world.
La Palabre, votre fenêtre sur le monde. Tonton, as-tu déjà visité Abantu Magasin? Abantu?
Abantu, for the best hair products and cosmetics. They have a large selection of good quality human hair extensions at affordable prices. 4633 Kingsway in Burnaby. Call 604-431-4588. Abantu, the number one shop for African beauty products.
Abantu? Très cool. Voilà la bonne nouvelle de la presse écrite.
The Afro News, the voice of unity, bringing you the news, ideas, and expressions from African communities around the world. The Afro News, the first and only Afro newspaper on the West Coast.
Avec de la publication en français et en anglais.
A publication of Privilege Group Holdings. Log on to www.theafronews.com.
When I have passed on, that's Miriam Makeba. Suffering a heart attack after singing her song Pata Pata. And was taken to the Pineta Grand Hospital. The doctor were unable to revive her. When Miriam Makeba arrived at the Pineta Grand Clinic, she was surrounded by her entourage. She seemed to be feeling better, whatever. After drinking some cognac, she suffered a second heart attack. In the condolence message for a former South Africa president, Nelson Mandela said it was fighting that her last moment were passed spent on the stage. I reach the heart and life of others. And again, in support of good cause.
High on the mountainside. That's where my soul shall abide. No marking for my grave when I pass on. Far from the sins of men, no heartache will I know when I passed on. When my tribe
Makeba 76 died Sunday 9 November 2018 after collapsing on the stage while performing at a concert to benefit a threatened Italian journalist dubbed Mama Africa by the Adonin farm. Makeba was more than just a voice for her homeland. She was a musical emissary and a mission to abolish apartheid, a civil rights activist up to last working minute of her 5-decade career. Though she always resists to the political singer label, a long time exile from her homeland and a symbol of oppressed people. Though She was well versed in jazz, folk, and pop music. She introduced the music of South Africa to many people across the globe. Most famous with her song Pata Pata, which became a stateside hit in 67. Mama Africa, Zanzili Miriam Makeba, you will be missed. But your legacy will remain with us forever. Your children in Africa, in the world, will carry the torch. May you rest in peace. Brought to you by KMG Production and the Afro News, Voice of Unity, theafro.com. What you will do in life before die, what will be written in your stone when you die one day. Life, we have to carry what we do, no matter how difficult it is. Miriam Makeba have made her part of this world before she died at the last minute. It's an example for all of us. But no matter how challenging it is, Africa always rises up. And we have seen again and again. And we will be going shortly to South Africa to receive Chilomo Mpumba of her talk on this special day. Oliver!
I feel nice. like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. Prochaine colibri, m'attaquer en vie, mes ailes pour voler en tout sens. Traverser pays, ya. Ça m'a fatigué, ça m'a posé, pour pas perdre temps, qu'à chercher, qu'à coûter. Ça m'a fait que le temps nous dit moins.
La
ouvre, ok, well.
La
ouvre, ok, well.
La ouvre,
ok, well. La ouvre,
la ouvre,
même en bas soleil,
la ouvre,
même en bas la vie. Well, love, love, love,
love,
même derrière cette toile,
love,
tout va l'air impossible,
love,
depuis moi ça nous. Ok, vrai, l'envelé,
mais
un sous-marin,
love,
qui a fond en mer, depuis où pas moi signe. Ok, vrai, l'envelé. A quelques points, si ok, dis-moi, c'est nous qui rions moins. Cachopé, t'as l'air et la vie moins.
La
ouvrée, ok, well.
La
ouvrée, ok, well.
La ouvrée,
yeah, yeah. La ouvrée,
la
ouvrée.
La
ouvrée, moi, sauf que ça difficile. On nous pas parler de ça. Ou ça dit nous jouons tout le temps. Mais c'est pas nous qui a commandé la vie. Ou ça nous pas fait de droit. Ou tu nous pas même sans cela. Nous pas qu'à chiller là nous qui arrive. L'amour qui amène à nous. Me commander camarade tous les jours, tout le temps. Même un petit moment. Fait à nous content.
Hello?
Hello.
We have Mapumba Machola Kilombo in South Africa, Johannesburg. How are you today?
Okay, and you're on the
way. Wonderful.
Nice to speak to you again.
Thank you. How do you guys receive the information of Miriam Makeba's death in South Africa?
The news of Mama Makeba.
Today we have a special tribute on her name today, and how the South African people are feeling about this loss.
The loss is really everyone is really mourning the great lady. She left such a mark even in our country. There's tributes happening everywhere right now, on air, on every television show, on every radio show, talking about what a legend, what a story she's left behind. So we are all mourning her death right now.
How her life touched you as a musician?
For me, it's just an inspiration. It's been an honor to have known about Miriam Makeba, first of all as a musician and as a woman and as a mother or as an African person, and for so many years. And at a time when the story of Africa and South Africa was not really known, she was actually doing something about. So for me, it's really, I think she was really someone that I'll carry from in my heart as a musician, for inspiration for a long time.
Do you think today the young African are ready to take the torch?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, after people like Miriam Makeba, after they do it, you realize, you know, it's possible. And you don't only have to be a singer or an artist. You actually can use your talent and your skills for the better of the country and the people. And that's what Miriam Makeba showed us. She sang her country to freedom. And the young people today also are realizing that. And we are a lot of artists now, all of us, we are actually sending tributes to Miriam Makeba's family and everyone, mentioning how she has inspired all of us. Yes.
And today, do you guys know? I was listening to Angelique Kidjo last time in TV5 talking about carrying the torch. Do you think today, yes, the young girl, as a musician who all are inspired by this woman, will be willing to at least to speak up? Because she's not just a musician, she's a civil rights activist. Do you think that we can continue the same line to be able to be a voice for the continent?
Yes, I think we should. It would be a shame if we don't. And I think, for young women artists who are coming up today, it's definitely a must, for the fact that, you know, it's not only for Africa in general, it's also for the woman, for African woman, for the pride of an African woman. So I think it's our must. It's actually our duty as performers and as artists, both men and women, to really follow the route of what Mama Makeba has left behind, yes.
We thank you so much, Chilombo Mapumba, artist, composer from Johannesburg, special originally from Congo. We thank you so much to be on the show today. I think we all here, we lost this big, great voice, but her legacy will remain. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you to you, Honore. Thank you, Randa. Thank you so much for making this tribute to Mama.
Thank you.